Welcome aboard, everyone. I'm Mark, and I'll be your wildlife guide on today's riverboat excursion. It's a beautiful afternoon to observe the local ecosystem. We used to run this tour on a traditional diesel boat, but the noise simply scared everything away. Now we use a specially designed electric motor, which means we can glide silently past the animals without causing them any distress.
If you look up at the tree canopy, you might see some of our resident birds of prey. You'll often see hawks hunting in the daytime around these parts. However, just last twilight, I was amazed to see several owls soaring overhead, which is quite a rare and exciting sight for our tour groups.
As we move into shallower waters, peer over the edge of the boat. You might just spot some brown trout swimming against the current. People often assume they eat smaller fish to survive, but actually their diet consists almost entirely of insects that accidentally fall onto the water's surface from the overhanging branches. Keep an eye on the edges of the river too. We have a very healthy population of water voles. They don't build nests in the reeds like you might expect from a water-dwelling creature. Instead, they burrow deep into the steep banks to keep their young safe from predators like foxes.
Coming up on our left are some of our most famous residents, the mute swans. They look incredibly graceful, and people always want to feed them bread. I must warn you, though, they will fiercely guard their nests during this season, so we make sure to keep a respectful distance to avoid any sudden displays of aggression.
Now, hovering near the water lilies are my personal favourites, dragonflies. Some people are fascinated by their bright neon colours, but for me, it's their transparent wings that are truly spectacular, especially when the afternoon sunlight hits them.
The ecosystem here is actually quite delicate and easily influenced by the weather. We had a severe drought 2 years ago that caused a lot of problems, but it was the heavy rain last month that really disrupted the breeding grounds for many of our water birds. The water levels rose far too quickly.
As evening approaches, the bats will start to come out. We won't see them flying right now in the daylight, but as we turn the boat around near the old mill, look closely under the stone bridge. You can sometimes spot them sleeping upside down in the cool shadows. Before we finish, I want to talk briefly about our conservation work. While chemical pollution used to be our biggest fear a few decades ago, nowadays it's the sheer volume of plastic waste that causes the most harm to the creatures living in and along this river. We spend hours pulling it out of the water.
If you've enjoyed today's trip and want to help protect this environment, you could leave a tip for the crew. But better yet, we highly recommend that you become a member of a local wildlife charity, which actively funds the habitat restoration projects you've seen today. Thank you for joining me, and enjoy the rest of the journey.